Good morning. Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I am Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. And every Thursday at 9, we have the opportunity to talk to people like Nancy Mitchell. Good morning.
Good morning.
She is the Executive Director of Food Share of Lincoln County. And Nancy, pleasure to have you here. And also, you've been doing this a while now. Talk about how long you've been running Food Share.
Oh, just a little while. I'm in my 20th year.
Really?
So, yeah. Wow. Yeah. It's been a great ride. I've met so many wonderful people, and, you know, because our programs are based a lot on volunteer power, and, you know, when you're involved in a program like this, you're going to meet a lot of compassionate people and a lot of giving people. So it's been a real blessing. It's been great.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm curious, you know, how is it that, you know, you do keep something like this going? I mean, a volunteer component's probably a big piece. Have there ever been dips in the road when things were tough, and what caused it?
Volunteerism,
well,
or just the whole
the
package?
Of,
yeah, the success. Yeah. Well, definitely, most definitely, because we're a private nonprofit. We rely a lot on community support, whether it be donations and or volunteer power. We do write grants, but we don't have a lot of government money that, you know, comes our way. So we're very privatized that way. So, you know, from year to year when we're projecting our budget, we're doing just that. We're projecting, you know, how much of our budget will be donated by the community and how many grants can we write and that kind of thing. And then as far as the volunteer power goes, in my 20 years, I've been working with some of the same volunteers almost that long. So they're
really
beginning, you know, these all volunteers, which mostly are of the retired era, are aging out.
Yeah.
So, and the work is not getting easier because we're moving more food and it's a lot more physical activity that takes place in, you know, getting food from point A to point B and to the people we serve. So the volunteer aspect of it is becoming challenging as volunteers that have been longtime volunteers are aging out. So we need more young people to come on board.
Yeah. And since we're talking about that, how does the volunteer process work for you? How flexible is it? Can you talk about that?
Sure. Yeah, it's very flexible because there's programs all around the county, you know, the pantries and the hot meal sites, backpack programs, all the different programs we work with have different days of service, different hours of service. And in within each program, there are various volunteer jobs. You can have a job where if you need to sit down, you'll be the intake person where you take information from people as they sign up to register for, you know, food assistance. If you want to do the physical thing, you can stock shelves and that kind of thing. So there's a real variety of volunteer opportunities within all the programming, including, you know, at our warehouse on Northeast First in Newport.
So if I'm interested in volunteering, is the warehouse one entry point? Are the individual pantries at all entry points? I mean, or do you keep those two things separate when you're looking at volunteers? Do they go to the individual pantries if they want to find one in their area? Or are you the coordinator for it all?
Well, it's kind of all of the above. If somebody, let's say, in South County wants to give their time in South County, then, you know, they're probably going to seek out their local program down there.
I see.
But, we kind of act as a clearinghouse. You know, our number is out there and our website's out there. So if people call our office, we just talk to them a little bit, find out what their interests are, what their availability is, you know, what part of the county would they like to work, that kind of thing. And then we can go from there.
So do you occasionally go to any kind of national events or conferences in your field?
That's a good question. Haven't gone to any national ones myself, but there are national conferences from Feeding America, which is a national affiliate of food banks, you know, covering the entire country. But they do have those every year or so in places like Chicago. And I think I'm going to wait till that one's in Hawaii, and then I'll sign up to go to that one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you've done this. That would be nice. You've done this for so long. I guess I was kind of wondering where you get your mentorship. How do you, what's your network of other directors maybe that help you work through some challenges. There's got to be somebody out there that can.
Yes, absolutely. So we have what is called the Oregon Food Bank Statewide Network. So mm-hmm. there's the Oregon Food Bank, which is an entity in themselves. They're the food bank in Portland, serving mm-hmm. the Portland metro areas. But then they're also a part of our statewide network. So they're a part of it. There's 21 other regional food banks in the state of Oregon and a little corner of Southwest Washington that come together as a network, and we blanket the state of Oregon and that little piece of Washington, in hunger relief efforts. So this group is a self-governing group. We have our own bylaws and that kind of thing. So we come together quarterly and we share ideas, share resources. We can, if we have an abundance of food coming into our region, we can call one of our partners in another part of the state and say, hey, we want to share this with you. How can we make that work? Yeah. So lots of sharing of resources, and it's great. It's a great network.
So state legislature issues like that in terms of funding, is that ever, a factor for you? Or do you seem to kind of bypass that process? Is there just so much buy-in in the mission of the Oregon Food Bank that it's never been kind of an issue? Or
It is an issue, and we do get involved in advocacy side of things. Mm. Oregon Food Bank has an advocacy team that meets regularly with our legislators, and they're at the Capitol quite a bit, telling stories and trying to get folks to, our representatives to support our needs, the needs of hungry people. But we do mentored by the Oregon Food Bank advocacy group or team. And every other year in April, we all go, the whole statewide network goes to the state capitol, and we have appointments with our regional legislators, and we talk about hunger in hopes that, we can get their support on policy changes that in the long run will, do away with hunger and poverty.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, Nancy Mitchell, Executive Director, Food Share of Lincoln County. We'll take a quick break, be back, and talk more about how you can volunteer, how you can contribute, and the activities happening with Food Share in Lincoln County. Stay with us. We are talking to Nancy Mitchell here on Lincoln County Connections, Food Share of Lincoln County. Nancy, I did want to talk a little bit about one of your upcoming fundraisers, Bejeweled. But is this the only fundraiser you do? I mean, do you do more, or is this the major event?
This is our this has become our major fundraising mm-hmm. event. We do other outreach to our donors. We do direct mailings, and we participate in the PUD insert program mm-hmm. where they allow nonprofits. So we're still doing a lot of outreach to the community and to prospective donors. But as far as events go, this is our biggest one because it's so unique, and people love it. I mean, I think we're going to be coming up on our 10th Bejeweled in March. And it's been very successful. And so we're just going to keep it going till.
So we're kind of talking about it now, but how can somebody, do they just donate their items? And then do you have like a silent auction? I mean, walk me through what happens in a Bejeweled event.
Okay, sure. Well, it's a 1-day sale. So it's actually a sale event.
Sale.
Yeah. So we have a venue, and people, we have, the day of the sale and the hours, and people come to the sale and they shop jewelry. And it's all donated, pre-owned jewelry. Mm. Some of it's very high end and some of it's just costume. We have all the different boutiques, we call them. We have vintage, we have fine, which would be gold and silver. We have ethnic, which is anything with animals or things like that,
cool.
stones or that kind of thing.
So there's these themes?
Yeah,
when
there's
you walk
themed
into
boutiques. Oh. Uh-huh, and there's signage. So if people are just totally into vintage, they can just, head straight over to the vintage boutique. Then we have everyday, which a lot of stuff just falls into the everyday category. But the reason I wanted to talk about it today, and I appreciate the opportunity, is that this is our kickoff campaign for the donation part of Bejeweled.
Okay.
Because we have a wonderful crew of volunteer, mostly ladies. Sometimes their husbands get involved, we take the jewelry in. It has to be sorted. Sometimes it has to be cleaned or repaired. Then, you know, stuck in the category that it's going to be. And then towards the end, leading up to the sale, it has to be put on displays and, you know, organized that way. So it's a process. So it takes about 6 months to get from this point to the sale point. So right now we're asking people to start looking into their jewelry boxes and donating their jewelry. We can take broken items that are used for crafters, mm-hmm. Beads and components, watches, rings, anything like that, men's, you know, tie clasp, all that kind of stuff. So this is really the big push to get people to start thinking about donating now so we have enough time to make the process happen to make it a really fantastic sale.
So where is the drop-off point for your items?
There's actually several all around the county. Okay. So there's Oregon Coast Bank branches in all areas of the county, Columbia Bank branches. So that covers pretty much every city in the county, mm-hmm. you know, Lincoln City. And then we have, of course, at our location on Northeast 1st Street, our warehouse office location.
Okay.
Chamber of Commerce is in your area. Newport Senior Plus 60 Plus Activity Center and Lincoln City Cultural Center. So I think we have a pretty good array of drop sites to make it convenient for people.
Okay. So you guys do kind of the fixing and the kind of cleaning where needed. So
yes.
When someone goes to a Bejeweled event, I mean, they're really finding, like you said, you might find some component pieces, mm-hmm. But also some stuff that's just ready to go and be worn.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Most of it is ready to go. Yeah, for sure.
Well, fantastic. So you're in the donation stage, and then we're looking at, did you say March 10th?
It'll be March 11th,
which
is a Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And where will that location be?
It will be at the Embarcadero Resort, Newport.
Okay.
And from 9 to 3. So we'll have lots of publicity around that, you know, as the time gets closer. But right now, like I said, we really, in the years past, we've kind of struggled to get this donation part going because, you know, people are busy and the holidays are coming up. And so, you know, it's just our job to just really drive it home and remind people that this is really a great time for them to make donations of jewelry. It helps us out a lot to have that lead time.
Well, fantastic. Last year or last month, you were in at the county commissioners talking about Hunger Action Month, which was technically September.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But just a, you know, brief history or why you do Hunger Action Month. And is it just a time to kind of do that outreach and create awareness?
It is, and it's been going on for quite a while. September has been dubbed Hunger. It used to be Hunger Awareness Month,
mm-hmm.
and which is, you know, basically the same thing, but a couple years ago. And this is also a Feeding America-driven campaign, and then each state and then each region in the state kind of jumps on board, and so this is a national movement.
Gotcha.
Our county commissioners proclaimed mm-hmm. our county is Hunger Action Month in September. But the action part is, well, we're aware that there's hunger out there, but what are we going to do about it?
Yes.
So we need to take action. And want to give the county commissioners a plug about the fact that when I approached them about proclaiming Hunger Action Month in September, they were all about it. And not only were they willing to proclaim that, they kicked off a county employee food drive. So we were really excited about that.
Yeah.
So they took action. That's what it's all about.
We've been doing it for many years. And today I will be weighing those items coming in from county employees. And one of the things over the years, you know, and learning from you that I've really tried to emphasize to county staff is, you know, the value of the cash donation. And it seems to me that, you know, we've increased those cash donations, but it's really important because $1 actually was 5 pounds.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you talk about that?
Sure. We, through our purchasing power with mainly the Oregon Food Bank in Portland, a lot of the food that comes through that system is donated. So when it gets transported to Lincoln County to serve our, you know, community, we are assessing, we don't say purchase, but we're accessing, mm-hmm. assessing a shared fee of just getting the food down to Lincoln County. So we might pay anywhere from 5 to 15 cents a pound for donated food. And then we have the USDA commodities that are completely, there's no cost associated with those at all. So when you average all the food groups that come into our system, it averages about 20 cents a pound or 5 pounds for a dollar. And this is including meat. And that's something I always want to point out, is that we're distributing meat to families who need it. And that, you know, those, or other protein products like fish, that kind of thing, you know, that are important in a diet, for pennies on the dollar. And so that's why those donations are important, the cash donations.
Awesome. Nancy Mitchell, food chair of Lincoln County. We'll take one more break and we'll be back. Stay with us. Back on Connections, Nancy Mitchell, food chair of Lincoln County. Nancy, a balanced diet is something you guys take into consideration. And can you talk briefly about getting those proteins and the ways you do it?
Yeah, so we have partnerships with our local grocery outlets all over, not grocery outlet, name brand, but they are one of them.
Yeah.
But, you know, grocery stores in Lincoln County, and we pick up 6 days a week for foods that they're pulling from their shelves that are still, they're not expired by any means, but the grocery stores have you know, regulations where they have to pull something off the shelf. Mm-hmm. So we go around and collect those foods. But the exciting thing about that is that this is a lot of healthy, perishable food. You know, we're getting a lot of produce. We're getting a lot of dairy, yogurts, and things like that. Right. And the meat items I mentioned earlier. So evolving from the canned chili, you know, distribution to a lot more fresh and healthy food. So we're really excited about that because we know how important it is. We're serving a very vulnerable population in our community, and we want to make sure that we are helping them make healthy choices.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, it seems like the critical mass around, you know, that balanced diet is, it just seems to get better and better as far as the research out there that, you know, that's imperative. You know, of course you want to make sure that, you know, some of your customers, you know, aren't getting, say, just carbs.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
That they have a good balanced diet. Well, that's terrific. And, you know, we don't have time to go into it today, but I did, you know, remember you talking about, for example, the whole team you have that takes fresh fish. I mean, amazing community effort there.
Yes.
And impressive.
Yeah, and we're excited that we're able to offer that food to our recipients.
Yeah, I'd certainly love to dig into that next time we have you on, because that's just one of those examples, I think, of how you really leverage these volunteers and this kind of project management side of things that you have going on to, you know, bring like those local options to food share, which is terrific.
Yeah.
So now I want to remind our listeners, the Bejeweled event's coming up, and are those distribution or those receiving points like Oregon Coast Bank, Columbia Bank, the Chambers of Commerce ready now? Are they accepting those Bejeweled items now?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Yes.
So you can go drop it off if you've got those items and want to contribute them to Bejeweled.
And tax receipts are available at the time of donation.
Okay. So excellent. Important. So they're there too. And I know contacting you, you can easily email those receipts too. You know, a variety of ways to do that. With that in mind, so it's foodshareoflincolncounty.org?
Yes.
Okay. And the website has, you know, a lot of what we've talked about today.
Right. And Facebook, we have a Facebook also, and we have a separate Bejeweled page on our Facebook.
Oh, so okay. Yeah. Well, what a great way for listeners to like the Bejeweled page or the Food Share Facebook page. That's a great way to get those notifications coming in.
Yes.
Yeah. And then Nancy, at the distribution center, kind of some hours generally people can call and contact you?
We're at the Northeast First, 535 Northeast First location from 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. So any inquiries or food drop-offs or tours, if you're interested, can happen at those times.
Okay. Food Share of Lincoln County, always looking for volunteers. So if you're interested, contact Nancy Mitchell, foodshareoflincolncounty.org on the web. Nancy, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me, Casey.
And thank you for listening. We will see you same time, same place next week on Lincoln County Connections.